fall.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is to God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survived is all because of you.
Thank you. And as the story goes, God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
Then here comes my blessing. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. I am my own weapon. Yeah. But I know I'm protected by the blood. Protected by the love of God.
By the blood.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Ruffle, and I'm the Design Services Manager here at America Smart, and I'm here in the brand new designer workspace here in Building 1, Floor 15. This space.
And as the truth.
Well, praise God. Yeah, bear with me for a moment.
In me, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to fix. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. But this time I will be sick.
This time I will be sick.
This time I will be sick. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help.
Walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights.
Thank you guys for being with me. I am Louis Fries, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer and on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Afternoon, everyone. And happy thankful Thursday. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Colossians 2 and verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein, with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for another day. Father God, we're thanking you for each and every one that's able to be on the service today. We're thankful for those that are listening by internet. We're thankful, Father God, that our pastor is a teacher and a leader, Father God. And we ask that you will continue to be with him and guide him and direct him, Holy Spirit, and just help him to continue to always make the word plain enough that we can understand it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless us, that we will receive your word. And Lord, we give you thanks for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. the healings that have gone forth, the deliverance that have taken place. We're just thankful, Father God. And, Lord, we know it's all through your word, and we're thanking you for your word today, which your word guides us and directs us. Your word let us know when we something going on in our body or in our mind or whatever. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, we stand on your word just as others have stand on the word and they have received their healing. And we thank God for the word. And we're thankful that the word lets us know that we can cast down vain imaginations. Anything that's not of you, we cast it down, Father God. And that tells us that in Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. And Lord, we're so thankful that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And Lord tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5:21. And that also lets us know we have to be new creatures in Christ. And as we be new creatures in Christ, we can receive these benefits. Now, Lord, bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the bereaved families and those that are going through. We ask that your will be done, Father God, even with all of this going on in the United States and over in other places where they're fighting, Lord. We know you are in control. So we continue to pray for our brothers and our sisters in Christ that they may continue to be lights to shine in a time such as this. Now, Lord, have your way, and we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless you.
Beautiful prayer. This is Thankful Thursday, brother and sisters. Press 1, and if it's something you're really thankful for, I just love to give God the praise. I love to honor him for all of his goodness. And why?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
First of all, thank you, both pastors. Thank you for that music that was very fitting for today, Thankful Thursday. And thank you, Pastor Bell, for that beautiful heartfelt prayer. And also, good afternoon to everyone else. And I want to say, you know, I've had makeovers. You know, Saks Fifth Avenue, we've all had makeovers. And all the department stores can make us, or we had makeovers, if you go buy makeup. You know, I've had the cheapest makeovers. I've had some expensive makeovers. But the most important and the best makeover I ever had in my life is the way God has made me over. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for God making me over. He made me over totally. And I thank him for it. You know, even though I'm turned on to God, that switch is broken. I can't be turned off. And I thank him for it. And I thank you guys for everything that you said thus far. Amen.
Amen, amen. Beautiful. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
She said the switch is broken. They ain't turn it back on now. Wow. Can't turn it back off now. Awesome.
Great. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think this is Evangelist Renee.
I'm sorry. I'm just talking, and I'm muted. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just thanking the Lord for another day's journey. It wasn't because I've been so good. It's because of his grace and his mercy. And I am so grateful for his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
Where would we be without his grace and his mercy? I don't know, and I don't want to find out.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord for all his many blessings. I thank him for everyone on the line, for your encouragement, known to God's unchanging hand. By his stripes, I am healed. I am standing on that. I am more than a conqueror. I just thank him for all his many blessings. I thank him for the word. I thank him for Pastor Beasley.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for you. Pastor, you will continue to keep me in prayer as I continue on my healing journey.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. And I thought it was time. Ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid on his life. And I got lots of time. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he's gonna step in and make it all right.
Only do it.
Yes.
Watch your back before you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Only do it.
Only do it. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his face. Only do it. He said he would.
I'm about to lose it again.
Let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always different. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody's hurting. He told me for love, save me from my weaknesses. Cause they're always my time. Get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it. You said you would. It's a battle for you, they don't wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. Why do it? Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You won't look back and be so amazed. How it turns out, it's only his face. Only do it. He said he would.
Yeah.
Sleep one more time. You see what the enemy is planning for my downfall. Turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. Cause he was so up just like he did the last time. The last time. And the last time. I know. Only do it.
Only do it.
Yeah. Too bad for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. You won't look back and be so amazed.
I just want to tell you, he will do it for you. All you got to do is trust him. And I thank God for each and every one of you guys' testimony. And anyone else, press one. We'll let you have a word too. But these are troopers. These are soldiers.
Yeah.
They're standing no matter what. They are standing.
Amen.
On
Amen.
God's word. And
Amen.
I like that one soldier. She said, it's not really funny, but you think about it. What she said, boy, is awesome. It's like, well, I can't redo it no more because, y'all excuse me for cracking up, but that's just funny, man. It's true, too. I understand that when you throw away the key, it's gone. Hey, you know, when you done turned the switch off and it broke and you can't turn it back on. me. See, I've had that experience. That's why that was funny to me. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the testimony. I thank God for it.
Amen.
And I pray that for Evangelist Renee. I dedicated that last song to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, good afternoon. I enjoyed those testimonies too. Praise God. Are we standing on His word? I'd like to share 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Amen. So as we come
together.
Excuse me,
what scripture did you say it was, Pastor Bell? I'm sorry, excuse me.
No problem, honey. 2 Peter says 3 and 4.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
The first chapter.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless.
So reading that 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4 from the Message Bible, it says, everything that goes into a life pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So we thank God that through the word
Amen.
And we can say, yes, we're new creatures in Christ. Amen, amen.
Yes.
So I just share that scripture. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press one. Can't let you guys go on and on. I tell you, this is just a blessing to know that what God is doing at such a time as this. I think about how God is just calling us. Matter of fact, in 1 Peter 2:21, for even here too were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. There's a call, and you have to answer it. And when I think about a call, let me tell y'all when I think about it. We've been called to a higher calling. We ain't just been called like something ordinary. We've been called to a higher calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. And you got to understand what this word call really means. In the New Testament, it means that when you are called, you are, first of all, you are called for a reason. People just don't call you just to call you. No, you're called.
Say that, Pastor.
When people, there has to be a reason for the calling. And that's what the scriptures that we're going to look at today. There's a reason why God called you. Matter of fact, that word in the Greek, it means to shout loud. It means to speak with a loud voice. God is calling us. the voice so you can hear it, even from a distance. Even if you're busy, God is shouting through all of that because he don't let you get away. He's making a request. He's making a demand on your life. Answer the call. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. Like if I call that right now, I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
It means I want to talk to you. It means I want to tell you something. There's a demand. I'm shouting. I'm like yelling. That's what that word means. It means like I'm yelling. I'm hollering at you. That's what the devil said. He's hollering at you. So when he called us to this higher calling that's in Christ, he's hollering at you.
Hallelujah.
He want to speak to your heart, man.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
He's screaming at you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, when I saw that and what the Greek word there is, and what it really means, then I looked it up for the Hebrew word. Is how often do somebody say "holler at me"? That's the new terminology.
Yeah.
Holler at me, or I holler at you. I'm gonna scream at you. Well, God is hollering at us. He's telling us, I want you to come on up to this higher place in me.
Yes.
Trust me.
Amen.
When God calls you, the Bible says, but the God of all grace who have hollered at us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you have suffered a while, that you may be perfect, establishing, strengthened, and settled. God is hollering at us, y'all.
Amen.
He's hollering at us, not in a bad way, in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you know, it's like, some of y'all may have experienced this, have you ever hollered at your child when you know it was in danger? You say, get away from that. You holler. Well, that's the kind of hollering God doing for us. For he know we're walking in this dangerous world, and he want us to be protected.
Yes.
He want us to come out from under. That's what Pastor just read a moment ago. That's that hollering over there in 2 Peter 1. That's that hollering. He want us to know that you come out of the world now. Say,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I like to use that word call in 1 Peter 2:9 where it says, but you got to remember you're a chosen generation. He's kind of like telling us you're a chosen generation. Man, you're a part of the royal priesthood. You ain't got no business acting like them people. Matter of fact, you're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. You're strange.
Amen.
You should show forth the praises of him who have hollered at you, who called you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. He shouted that
thing.
Come out of my mom now. Be separated.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love it.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Call on your life. And that call is an eternal call. It's so you can have your eternal life.
Yeah.
And Satan don't want you to hear it. Matter of fact, the Bible said we have inherited it.
Yeah.
But even unto where you were called, because Christ suffered for you already. So God said, I've already taken care of it.
Amen.
So he said, he says, not rendering evil for evil. You don't have to render evil for evil or railing for railing.
That's right.
He says, counterwise, contradict, because that hurts your blessing. Knowing that ye are therefore called that ye should inherit a blessing. You're going to inherit the blessing because you've been called.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you.
But the God of all grace who have called us unto his eternal glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Eternal glory. This ain't no call coming.
Yes.
This is for life. This call will go through eternity.
Yes.
And God is not going to change his mind. That's another reason I was laughing at what Sister Evangelist Sharon was saying. God ain't been changing my hip the way to keep first.
All right.
He'll break the switch. He'll break that thing.
Hallelujah.
He done called you, buddy. It's too late now. Forget it. You in. And you in to win.
Thank you,
no.
Lord.
Say that. Amen.
Yes.
So anyone else would like to talk about the thing? Let me tell you what, man. God called higher calling. It is a higher calling. It's not nothing ordinary. It's a higher calling.
Yes.
The call that's on our life is not of the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We are to walk worthy of the call that's on our lives. In Ephesians 4:1, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. I'm proud to tell people I know Christ. I'm proud to be a Christian. Because everybody can enjoy this calling that's on our life. And I'm going to give y'all a bonus today. We're going to tell you, but I'm going to give you a bonus today. There is no other, call it what you want to call it, family, religion, I don't care what you call it, Christianity. No one else allow you to have everything they got. He has given us everything he has.
Amen. He holds nothing back, y'all.
He gives you his glory. He gives you his son. He gives you everything. Because he wants you to have eternal life. He's not one of those God that says, well, you know what, you can't be here. He said, you know what, come and sit with me. Come and sit where I sit. I used to go to churches. Boy, there were certain places you couldn't go. Oh, you don't sit up there. That's for the preachers and the pastor. God is not like that. God said, come on up.
No.
Matter of fact, he said, sit on my lap.
Yeah. Amen.
So you got some religion, I'm telling you, where you got to go through all kind of hoops and stuff just to get on first base pretty much. But not the God we serve. He'll come and get in your heart. He's so big, he'll protect you from the whole world, but then he's so small, he'll come and get right in your heart because he wants you to know that if you'll be with him, he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I got faithful. I read that.
Amen.
He said, no, I'm with you always. So you can't run from him. He's still going to be there.
Yeah.
He's still going to be there. And he ain't going to let Satan steal you from him either. He got you, baby.
Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, that don't mean Satan ain't going to try.
All right. Go on and say it.
And here's something else I like. And I didn't say the scripture a while ago, but I need to say it because I wanted everybody to understand. The Bible says there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. He called us to be one with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Awesome?
Thank you, Lord.
He want to share everything. He's so rich in everything, he can share everything.
Hallelujah.
His righteousness. He made Jesus to be sin so you could be right.
Amen.
He made
Jesus
to come low so we could go high. Yes.
Thank you, God.
That's awesome. Man, we got a powerful God here, y'all. We serving a God that's ruled and super ruled, who have called us.
Yes.
Ooh, I can't let that get out of my spirit. He called us, man.
Yes. Thank you, God.
For our fire. And then I read somewhere where it not only is he shouting, but he crying with a deep heart, please. He's trying to talk to us, tell us through this calling that he just coming out of his being to let us know how much he really loves us.
Thank you, Lord.
And it ain't nothing he wouldn't do for us. Ain't nothing. You can't name me something he won't do for you. Did nobody talk to me about that God. Every God I ever heard of, they beat you up. You had to do this. You had to do that. You had to go this many times. I get tired of that kind of God.
Have mercy.
You ask me every time I look crazy. I didn't know. Beat me up because I didn't know. I don't want that kind of God. I want this loving God, this loving Father, this glorious Father.
Yes.
Because I know I'm not that kind of person. I'm going to slap somebody every time they do something wrong. I didn't want that. I didn't know what kind of God they was trying to tell me about. Well, you know, he shouldn't have done, shouldn't have done that. No, with tender loving care has he drawn us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Yes.
See, it's having God's knowledge. He wants us to have his knowledge. That's why he made Christ to be our knowledge, our wisdom. We talked about a little bit about that yesterday. He want to be our, he made, that, I mean, that's how God is. He cares for us so much, he says, well, wait a minute. I'll make Christ be your wisdom. If you'll stay in Christ, I'm going to give you all the wisdom you'll ever need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you all the knowledge you'll ever need. If you just stay in Christ.
Amen.
Just thankful Thursday. Anybody else, press one. Hallelujah. We do give you the opportunity over here. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. After one of the scriptures you had, you just quoted was Ephesians 4 and verse 1. From the Message Bible, it says, in light of all this, here's what I want you to do while I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the Master. I want you to get out there and walk, better yet, run on the road God called you to travel. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
That's what he's speaking of, too. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know, people ought to be happy for the call, that God saw enough in you to call you.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I read this. I'm trying to think who I was. I think I read it over there in First Corinthians. I want to say it's in Galatians 1. Galatians 1 and 6. I'm going to ask Pastor Sheer to read that out there, Messenger Bible. But the King James Version read like this. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said,
Amen.
Now, any little thing move forward. God called you. How can you not accept that call?
Amen. Amen, amen. You said that was Galatians 1 and 6, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can't believe your fickleness, how easily you turn traitor to him who called you by the grace of Christ by embracing a variant message. It is not a minor variation, you know. It is completely other, as an alien message, a no message, a lie about God. Those who are provoking this agitation among you are turning the message of Christ on its head. Let me be blunt. I'm going to read a little further, Pastor. It says, if one of us, even if an angel from heaven, were to preach something other than what we preach originally, let him be cursed. I said it once, I'll say it again. If anyone, regardless of reputation or credentials, preacher, something other than what you receive originally, let him be accursed. Amen, amen. Paul was letting have it. they turning from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Have mercy. That's the message. Amen. Thank God for the word. We can be close to the Lord.
Well, some people let anything move them. Anything move them, right? And you know it was God that did it. It was God, because it couldn't have been done without God. Sometimes we just got to look back over stuff and how it happened, the way it happened, man, and go on and give him the praise. Go on and give him the credit.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Yeah, amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Fresh mind. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I truly thank God for each and every one of you guys. Anybody else have anything else they want to share? Hallelujah.
Hello. Mm-hmm.